Hey, Ho Dunks. Welcome back to the show. You know, one of the most frequent questions I get asked as a comedian is, hey, man, where do you come up with all your material? And that is a great question. And the answer usually is, how did you find out where I live? Please leave or I will call the police. No, I'm kidding. You see what I did? It was a bit of a magic trick there. You see that? And although it was a very weak one, a weak attempt at comedy, it was in fact something that I created. It's been created before. That type of surprise joke is something that most comedians almost have to use at some point, right? Here's one thing about me. I don't get bogged down on whether a piece of material is so-called hack or hackneyed. That just means it's hokey or cliche. It's been done a million times. I understand that. But the fact is that that idea has never been done by me. And I've never used my point of view and talked about it. You know, and that's what creators do. They bring something to the game that no one else has. They bring their own point of view. And the fact is that in the past, whenever I became aware, you know, that another comic was doing a very similar joke to mine, I looked at it this way. First, okay, if the comedian is doing the bit, if that comedian is established and really good, I thought, you know what, hey, you must be on the right track, right? You're writing the, you know, similar premises and ideas to what the professionals are doing, then I'm doing okay. Also, I could judge to see if my idea was actually funnier. And sometimes it was, and sometimes it wasn't. You know, most of what you talk about on stage has been talked about already many, many, many times. But the fact is, we talk about a lot of the same subjects because, you know, a lot of us have similar references in our life, right? And comedy is about relating. And yes, you don't want to have everything be hack in your act that everybody's already heard. You know, you want to have some bits that only you've done and have your own signature on them, you know, like they're truly original ideas. But I think that if you have at least 10 to 15, even 20% original, you're doing pretty well. And the other 80%, people can call hack all day. I really don't care. This is what I say. As a comic, I'm hack enough to make a living. If I wrote a book about comedy, I'm hack enough to make a living. Because face it, if your act is 100% truly original, most people just won't get it. And they'll walk out and never come back. Now, our guest today is a songwriter, and I love songwriting myself. That talk about the creative process. I love good songs, and I love it when I've listened to a song my whole life, not really thinking about the lyrics. And then I do read the lyrics, and I just get blown away by the message of it. It just makes that song even better. One of these songs is by a band called Rush. They were a foundational band for me growing up. And on their Permanent Waves album, it's the one that came out before, the Tom Sawyer one. What was that? The one with Tom Sawyer on it. On their Permanent Waves album, they have a song called Entrée Nue. It's French for Between Us. And it's got some of the best lyrics I've ever heard. It was written by Neil Peart, the drummer. And it talks about the nature of relationships, that when we come together and share a part of our lives with individuals and groups and societies, whatever, we're going in the same direction as a group, but we're still individuals who grow and change. And the distance between we individuals gives us room for just that, to be ourselves and to find ourselves, even though life tells us, you know, we need to behave in certain ways and do certain things. And life isn't always a perfect outcome, but we try to make it the best that we can.
We have secrets to each other. One's life a novel no one else has read. Even joined in bonds of love, we link to one another by such slender threads. We are planets to each other, drifting in our orbits through a brief eclipse. Each of us a world of sometimes fear to show. Just between us, I think it's time for us to realize the spaces in between. Leave room for you and I to grow.
Now, I love good songs, but I also love bad songs. I love them almost more. Now, the worst song I've ever heard Actually, the title is my name. It's a song called Timothy. It's from the 70s. It was written by Rupert Holmes. Anybody know him? Well, he's the guy who wrote the Pina Colada song. Okay, you might remember that one. Now, I remember when I met my friend Dean, good friend of mine, every time I called him, he would break into that song and be like, Timothy, Timothy, where on earth did you go? And I was like, dude, you know what that song is about, right? It's a song about three friends who get stuck in a cave or a mine that caved in. And to fend off starvation, do they eat rocks, grass, dirt? No, they eat their friend, Timothy. People, that was a hit song. It probably went higher on the charts than Entre New. And why not? Who doesn't like a little ditty about good old-fashioned cannibalism? Crank it up. Timothy, Timothy, where on earth did you go? Timothy, Timothy, God, why don't I go? Anyway, we got a great one today with a very special guest who happens to be one of the most creative people I know. Her name is Chelsea Perry, and she was kind enough to give us an hour or so. It was just great to touch base with a dear friend, and check her out on the socials. I know on Instagram you can find her at Chelsea Perry Official. So sit back, relax, fasten your earbuds, and as always, like we say here on the Tim Hawkins Podcast, don't eat your friends.
Ice water.
That guy. Yes. Okay.
I usually drink just room temperature. Me too.
Yeah, I've heard both.
He was pretty healthy, and he's helped thousands of people, and that's what he does for a living. So I'm kind of like, well, maybe he knows more than I do.
Yeah, than I hear.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the gallon of water a day? Because aren't you doing that?
I'm 75. Trying to do it. It's very hard.
How's
to
that
do.
Going?
You're doing that. You're doing the 75. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, yeah.
What day are you on?
We're on, I don't know, 40s, 50s, I think. I don't know. I'm not keeping track. It's Luke that's keeping track.
Yes.
So I have to ask
He's
him
the
what
guy.
Day I'm on.
You're in the 40s?
Luke is the numbers
or
50, guy.
I think we're in the 50s, maybe almost in the 50s.
Well, your skin looks amazing.
It does.
Thanks.
Yeah.
She always looks amazing.
Your will to live doesn't look great.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a little
like father, like daughter.
That's right. you look like me. Now you've given up in your eyes. Your eyes have given up, but your skin is amazing.
Dad, thanks.
You're welcome, sweetie.
So nice. So we've been doing it for a while, and it's actually, I kind of just want to do it forever, honestly.
Wow.
Because yeah, it's great.
It's
it works
now.
Out twice
Literally,
a day.
The hardest part is the water.
Yeah.
Which I thought would be the easiest part, but it's actually the hardest part.
Wait, did you say you work out twice a day?
Twice a day. Both have to be 45 minutes. One has to be outside. Yeah. It's at first, because I was not like, I'm not really a workout person, but it's actually made me like, I wake up and I'm like, okay, I need to do my workout. Like, it's like a habit now.
Yeah. So Chelsea, day one,
actually,
huh? You ready?
Wait.
Day one.
Let's go.
Actually, Chelsea had a great.
No, not me, just you.
No, Chelsea had a great podcast about this kind of thing once.
Okay, what did I say?
Sustainability. Well, just it's fun to do all these different kinds of things, but sometimes it's just the sustainability. You got to pick what you can actually stick with for sure, which if you're loving it, that's a good.
Yeah.
That's a good note.
Well, what I love about it, because we do walks for one of them, because you have to be outside. So that is so nice, just to have a daily walk.
Yes, I could do a walk every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I could probably drink close to a gallon, maybe half a gallon of water.
Yeah.
But like when I do, I think the hard part is mentally, like you, like CrossFit. Have you?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
She's done it all.
You still doing now?
Oh no. Okay. I did CrossFit for like 7 months and then I got so jacked.
Yeah.
So she
the men in my life all had an intervention.
You had a big old neck.
Wait a minute.
I like had to walk in the door sideways.
Right.
It wasn't good. It wasn't a good look for me, but some people love it.
It didn't serve its purpose.
You Not for me.
Because that's the deal. Did
we
you feel
on the
this?
Same page.
Did you feel this during a CrossFit workout? You're like, it's Monday. You're like, I'm going to have to do this Wednesday. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, this isn't over. I have to keep doing this.
Yes. I loved it psychologically. It was really fun for me, but it wasn't with my goals. It didn't gel with what I was wanting to look like aesthetically, but it was really fun for me. Like, I don't know.
So paint the picture. What did it look like?
Doesn't she look so good right now though? She looks great.
Thank you.
That's healthy, right. Beautiful.
Very healthy.
Perfect.
What's the seek?
You guys know I went through a huge, weird health thing and it was really, really hard. And then I had to completely change my lifestyle. So I went and saw like a bunch of doctors and I ended up on like medicine and then my body, it was just such a huge thing. I got really stressed out and it was really hard. So I guess I really know the big secret, but for me, I've just been working really hard to be consistently healthy, and I'm doing celery juice. What's really funny is I spoke at this like ladies event and I said like a million things that were not fun, like being consistent with water, being consistent with lifestyle changes. And the one thing I said was like celery juice. And I had, I'm not kidding, seven people. They're like, I'm getting the celery juice. I'm doing the celery juice. It was like the easiest thing.
Yeah. Wait, is it true that it improves your memory? That's what I've heard about.
It's good
juice.
For your bones.
I heard there's so many benefits. It like cleans out your liver. It's good for so many things, but
I'm doing that.
I am doing that. I'm getting the celery juice. I'm doing the celery juice.
I've said it before.
Just give me the fiber. Get the juice. I want the fiber to chew on all day.
Do you guys say celery or celery?
Celery.
I say celery, I think.
Celery.
I say celery.
Celery takes time.
Sounds all the same.
I think I just say celery.
Celery. You say celery.
I probably should say celery because that's what it's supposed to be, I think.
So now everybody's thinking about it.
I should say celery.
Because when she started to say that earlier, I was like, what is she starting to say? I wasn't sure because you were saying celery without the L.
100% celery for me. I've never even thought about it.
I was like, is this like a cell drink? Like,
yeah, me too. That's exactly what I was
saying.
What is
she into?
Celery.
That's hilarious. That's so
celery.
Celery.
That's so funny. I didn't even know. Until right this second, I didn't know I'm the only one.
Maybe you're not. Maybe
what got you on the celery juice? What was the impetus for that?
Okay. My nutritionist.
And they said why? Why?
Because of cleaning out my liver.
Oh, okay.
And so that.
So that's where your physical issues were coming from.
Oh, there are so many. Tim, there were so many when we started. It was horrible.
You should write like a Bob Dylan song about your issues. Like,
oh my
18
gosh.
Verses.
No, it was so.
It's called
Would
Celery
Your Liver
Heal.
Not Metabolize? Yeah.
It was so bad. It was.
How does it feel?
A synopsis of celery.
When I got up in front of the church and people, I had to sit on a stool to preach. And the woman that ended up being the nutrition coach turned to her husband and said, I have to work with this girl. And it was really, really sad.
Yeah. You did? I didn't know you had to sit. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know me.
Oh, yeah.
You're not a sitter.
No.
No.
I know. I would.
You're very aggressive. When you speak, you prowl.
Aggressive in a good way.
You strut.
I love it.
And so it's been weird. But honestly, I'm so glad I went through it. It's been like a life-changing
thing. What was the breaking point when it started getting better? Was it doing the celery juice?
Come close.
Good question. I think that it was, I don't know. I think all of it together. It
just
was
gradual.
Oh, you know what it was? It was a combination of this going to this nutritionist. Okay, I worked with so many doctors. I went to 27 doctors. This is so it was so
like
many
27
things.
Dresses, but
27 wow, yeah. doctors.
Movie
New
name.
Movie.
I had to fight for it really hard. But the biggest thing is I had to like evaluate what was going on with me that got me there. I ended up having to face off with who I had become. I mean, it was deep. Like, I don't know if we're really going to go there, but it was like, it was kind of.
I've got no plans. You guys okay? Let's go to some dark places.
You can edit it down later if you need to.
Yeah.
For time.
So it was pretty crazy. But what the turning point, I would say, were two people. My doctor was helping me like face off with like a lot of things. And then two ladies ended up like figuring it out. I went on a blood type diet, and then this one lady that did some real weird stuff really ended up helping me. Her name was Dr.
Anna.
Oh,
we love the weird stuff. Yeah. We've tried everything.
Is she like in the pool thing that Mary does, or is it that lady? I don't
know. No, her name is Dr. Anna Bone, and she does like tapping neuropathology. And she was like a big turning point. And then this nutritionist. So it was the two of them when I got them the blood type diet. And then after that, like really aggressively making major changes.
Yeah.
It changed.
I had a
life.
Doctor like that too. And it changed for me when he said, I need to consult the bones. And just lying. Took some bones of little birds and just
He's
threw
lying.
Them in a plate.
And it feels like
we
that.
We go to doctors like that.
Oh, we go to the crazy stuff. We do a green laser.
I love it.
Heather's like, you need to laser me. Laser me. I need to be lasering every day.
Hand.
What do they do with the laser?
It eradicates, I'm trying to make sure I don't get, when you have the chicken pox and then people get the other thing later in life?
Lupus?
No, and it's itchy and it hurts. What is it?
Oh, is it like chicken pox?
Yeah, it's from the chicken pox virus.
Yes.
And then
shingles.
Yes. Because my aunt, you did?
Yes.
Well, my aunt had it, my mom's had it. And I was like, I think maybe I'll have the propensity. So he's like, we can laser that crud out.
Heather, I told you, you look so good. That's what I was saying to you.
Thank you.
Yes. The green laser works.
I get lasered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she'll be able, sometimes when I'm not there, she'll do it. And I'll walk in the kitchen. She has these big goggle glasses on, sunglasses on. She's lasering herself. So
I want one.
Trust me, anything you say you've done, we've done it times 10.
Oh my gosh.
We're into it.
Well, maybe not. She's done 27. So she has some cool stuff.
You give a hippie money, then they're going to do that kind of stuff.
I think
we're hippies and we love it.
Yeah.
I love it. You're my people.
Yes.
Well, it's good to see. So you feel you're on a good, you're
finally.
Health. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Health is
good.
Yeah, you got to have your health.
Has it been a couple of years now, the transition, big transition of it?
It's been about a year.
Oh, okay,
but
good.
I'll say the stuff that happened on the inside was way bigger than the stuff that happened on the outside.
Oh,
and cool. I think that I started evaluating I had been doing a lot of the stuff in my life for, I don't know, I think, but maybe the wrong reasons. I don't know. It was just really cool. It really changed my life. It was awesome.
That's
now,
cool.
Now, you were doing stuff. Were you loving what you were doing?
Yeah, I think I was just on a little bit of a hamster wheel and I didn't know it. Okay. I wasn't aware of it. I was kind of separated from myself.
Where have I heard that before?
From you.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's you get to a point where.
I didn't know it.
I did.
Yeah, you didn't either.
I had
you're
no
like,
idea.
I should be fine. And you don't realize.
Well, we're similar. We've always known we're so similar.
Yeah, you guys have known that. And
your body's
you been doing what you were doing? Like as far as writing the plays?
Like 15 years.
Yeah. And so that's his breaking point.
In the face.
Yeah. At 15 year
and
mark.
All of a sudden I was like, what? I was dragging my body and my body stopped working.
Exactly.
And I'm like, what is wrong with me? And I truly had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
I was the last one to know.
Well, your body's like, okay, we're done.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I know you like what you're doing, but no, we're done.
Yeah.
We're gonna shut her down.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I lost. I forgot my act in Denver. I just,
completely.
From my mind, and that it never, it's such a weird, where I felt fine, but I couldn't remember what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And my body was just like, okay.
Yeah. I lost my speech.
You can go on if you want.
Yeah.
But.
And you lost your speech and you had nothing.
I called the ambulance and I said, I am losing my speech. And the ambulance came and.
Wow. You were by yourself?
I was by myself. It was really scary.
Where? Sad. At home?
At home.
But
Wait a second. What do you mean you're losing your speech?
I couldn't talk.
She couldn't talk?
I couldn't talk.
Was it like a nervous breakdown
we don't
kind
know.
Of thing or
no,
an anxiety
it came back.
Attack?
It came, we don't know what happened. We still don't know what happened. It came back and we don't know if it was like a brain. We don't know if it was like medicine or brain or my tongue or what happened. Mm-hmm. But it was like, I was like, they came and I was like, I'm okay now. And they're like, she's crazy.
Well, that's kind of like how his was. I mean, all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they don't know why.
Right.
And that was probably the scariest thing that happened
because
it was so weird.
Yeah. That's wild.
When you can't trust your brain, you're thinking, is my brain know what to say anymore?
Yeah. Are you with me?
Oh, at that point.
Yeah. Are we together anymore? Yeah. That's a frightening place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just found, I think that what happens is my creative cup was full and I had, I just had nothing else to give or put in, and to get that back, you have to empty it out.
Right.
So you just have to get away.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And, it took about a year, at least a year.
Yeah.
For it to even.
When was that?
Oh, that was in
2018.
2000. Yeah. That's when it started.
Or 2018.
17? Yeah, yeah. I took off last year and January 1st before all this hit.
Mm-hmm. We gave everybody a year to find a job, or he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that worked out.
Yeah.
It was weird because you could tell in your last year, you were doing when we would come to your shows, they're just so different because it felt like you were not in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stinks.
He was trying.
Not in a bad way.
Well, she probably only noticed.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part.
Yeah.
She's
well, that's
your daughter.
The thing. I only noticed because I've seen it so many times.
But I know he'd come home and say, I'm going to, put it all out there still. I'm trying my darndest to make it. as good as, because people pay for that, you know?
Right.
Well, yeah. And that with travel and just dealing with boredom and the things. Yeah. And it's just an emotional cost.
When you
get up and speak, I mean, it's the best, but you don't realize that emotionally there's a payment for that, that it's being extracted from you. And if you don't replenish that or don't rest, then it's just going to add up after a while.
One thing I thought would be cool if y'all talked about this, because you guys have a very unique and probably similar creative process. And then you guys actually collaborated together on Pretty Pink Tractor.
That's right. Oh, did you see this, Chelsea?
I think it's fun.
I didn't plan this.
I put
somebody
that there.
Gave me a pink card.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's so cool.
I saw it. I put it there for today.
I've got it actually. I've got it queued up.
Okay, good. Because I was
that
thinking.
That was so fun.
That was nine years ago.
Are you serious?
Yep.
How?
Wow.
It was, how was it?
That was 9 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Crazy. I wish I had been there more, but Jackson was little and had to take naps.
Right. But yeah, that was 9 years ago. And Chelsea was like the, what would you call it? A choreographer,
creative director of it. All of it.
Yeah. That was fun process.
That was, I think that was by far the best video we ever just did, all of us together, and just production wise and stuff. Yeah. But it's got over 8 million views now.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
And like now YouTube views is like, that's like 80 million views now in social media speak.
Oh, right. Because of
it's harder to get that many views on
reproduced
YouTube and stuff. But anyway,
that was such a fun project.
That was fun. Oh, let's see. We did that out in Troy, Missouri.
Yeah. Good old Troy.
That's right. So if you see that, if you see the dancers and stuff, or you look at the video Pretty Pink Tractor, you'll see a lot of those people are just friends and people from church.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Some are married now with children.
I had so much more hair.
Some have moved away.
My favorite part of that whole video is my best friend was in it, and she is wonderful in so many ways, but she has no rhythm.
She did not.
And she was one of the dancers.
Yeah.
And there's one part in like the lineup where everyone's like doing like the howdy thing, whatever, like the lasso, and she just like everyone puts their arm down and she puts her arm up like at the opposite time for everybody. She's all.
And she's adorable, it's so fantastic. Worked out.
It's the best thing ever.
Well, it's supposed to be comedy, so that works out.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It's so great.
But I
love it.
But I think that's my favorite thing to do. I mean, even live performance is fun and awesome, but just making videos and productions and putting it all together, what feels chaotic, but then it comes together at the end. Now that's your specialty, right? I mean, you've produced musicals for your whole life. I mean, but did you find you get used to that, knowing it doesn't feel good right now, but it's going to come together? Did you kind of have that?
It's just so fun.
Yeah.
I mean, just that feeling of like,
what need does that fill in your life? To do something so chaotic and with so many moving pieces.
I don't know what it says about me, but it's like, The entire time there's just this hum of like, it's like that proverbial carrot that's like dangling in front of you, where you're like, I know it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. And I don't know why I succeed the best that way. Mm-hmm. I really do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the people around me, my team works really well that way. And I love it. I thrive that way. I remember one night, one of the shows that we were doing, every single show is different. I've written 16 musicals now. And
gee whiz.
One of the shows I wrote in 4 days. I don't normally say that because I don't want to sound irresponsible. But what it was is I had written most of it in my head.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how that sounds, because it's kind of weird. You have all these characters and things in your head. I just remember one, my mom is awesome. She said, that guy can sing, write him a song. And that person can sing, write them a song. I wrote 9 songs for Joseph. Joseph writes itself. Like, people that don't know what we're talking about, it's these stories in the Bible. And so the story of Joseph like tells itself, Joseph and his brothers. It's like, you can't really mess that up. It's just it's a very good plot. And so I just remember that night I was like, Joseph's in the well and he's sad. And it's so interesting, like writing all these shows, but it's so fun to watch it all come together. And it is like this, I mean, look at me. I just, I'm like, oh, it's just the buzz of how fun it is.
I remember
crazy.
When we first got together for the Pretty Pink Tractor and you were like, you're on the other side of the couch. I can totally remember this. So and you're like, what is everything that's in a country music video? Okay, write it down. Because it's like puppets and people in the rear mirror and you were
he
just like,
rap.
Right, like and rapping. Yeah, it was like everything. And we wrote them all down and she's just rapid fire. I couldn't take that, you know, notes fast enough. I was only there for that part, but then the rest, you know, took so care fun. Of it. It was,
well, and
I could tell you,
it's true,
loved
but
it.
You kind of, there's no way you can do it on your own. But that your vision, I think that you have, you kind of, you've got, you know what it looks like in your head, but then these other people come into the picture and they somehow, you know, give their talents and it just happens. I think that's so fun.
Yeah.
You know, where they can do, like, I can't do cameras. I can't do lighting. I can't do sound. I can't, you know, play instrument, you know, the instrumentation needed. Right.
Oh, you know what I've learned is to relinquish control. That's fun. And that it's not going to end up what I see.
Yeah.
But that it's going to end up way better. And that's so fun to
watch.
When
did you learn that, you think? What year? How long ago?
Probably 6 years in.
Okay.
But those first 6 years were pretty hard.
No celery juice back then.
No way.
That was pre-celery juice.
We see Chelsea, she's coming out with like that get up. That's the full, like the one man show thing. Yeah. Like the drums and the cymbals in the back.
She would have done it if she would have thought of it.
Whatever.
My way or the highway. Pretty soon you learn that when other people get to see their own fingerprint in the creative process, they actually have so much more fun and buy-in. And then it's so much more fun for everybody. And so I started taking my hands off things with everything. I started learning about that with everything as a leader, as a boss, and you start maturing. And I know, of course, I'm still learning so many things every day, but it's so cool when you watch this year after year and you keep growing, the more and more people see themselves in what you're doing. And I don't know how you saw this, but the more you let other people do their own thing and see their own hand on things and you only do what only you can do and let everybody else do what only they can do, the whole thing becomes what it's supposed to be. And then it's just the coolest thing. And you're like, this is way better.
When they catch the vision, when they know they have ownership, then it's like, they don't stop until it's done right. When they have ownership, it's like, well, I'm on the hook for this.
Right.
If this isn't done right, they'll know it comes back to me.
Right.
So that's one of my favorite things, is working with people who just do not stop until I'm like, it's good. No, it's not good. And that's another thing I think about working with Chelsea is that, I don't know if you remember, she would always say, well, how can we make it better? How can we, you'd like, this is good. Now, how can we make it better? It was a constant filtering out of what we have, like a reinvestment into the ideas. And it's like, well, let's put that there. Let's put that. Cause really what makes, and we've talked about Christian film and the difference between bad film and good film,
and Christian
you know, my saying, there's nothing, what is it, more dangerous than a Christian with a vision? because they think God's just going to take care of, you know, you need to get some people that know how to, and it's just putting those details, those little details. That's what makes a professional production different than,
and these productions have the details. Awesome.
Cause
awesome.
You know, we've all been to churches like, well, they need to go big with this production. No, they don't.
Yeah, you don't have.
But like Chelsea's productions, those were like, okay, you could put those up against anything. This is Disney stuff. Here.
It was, totally.
Whoa, thank you so much.
For totally. Amazing. I'm glad Libby got to be a part of it.
Oh my gosh. I'm saying the ones we were in.
I was about to say, when you were King Herod,
I feel like
that was so epic.
It was
when you
so
were
great.
King Herod.
Yeah, every time I did any production with Chelsea, I was either the devil, I was King Herod.
You were a taunter.
I was a torment, a taunter of Noah.
No, so
bad
like,
person.
You're so good.
But so good at each one somehow.
You're incredible. And you would just reinvent yourself. But it goes through my head still, that song, You Can Call Me King Herod, and the way you did it.
King Herod.
He had this like pregnant belly.
Oh, it was so funny.
Attachment thing.
And what did you have? Did you have an alligator? I can't remember what your little pet was.
I had a stuffed alligator.
It was so ridiculous.
No, the belly was from Mary. It was from the Christmas belly. It was Mary's Christmas belly. And I used that for
of course it was.
Allie's cracking.
And they're trying to
awesome.
Everything. There's so many, I'll just say pins. Just they're pinning you in the back.
The costume person had to put lots of pins in.
Now just remember, don't move that way because you're going to get stuck through the pancreas with a pin.
It was so cute. Gosh, and then you had so three good. Backup singers, didn't you? Like girls that were whatever.
I think Mary was one.
I think Mary Province was one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
But it was so good.
I love the idea of just there they go. See, they don't ever bark until we're doing this. So
I'll be back.
Yeah, but the creative process is like you said, you really don't have any control over the results.
No.
You really don't know. No. And that's the fun part about it. It's like when I write a joke, a lot of my jokes are just, they're okay. And some of them hit like I think, but the ones that, if one doesn't work, something else will happen that's funny. Mm-hmm. Something else will happen that's usable. And it's like, I would have never thought of that. But if I didn't take the step and throw something out there, that would never have happened.
Right.
You know, like with songwriting probably, you've thought, oh, this song is going to be great. But there's another song that kind of develops beside it.
Wow, that's so true. That becomes the one
that, you know, isn't that fun?
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, because I think it was more certain. You're more. It wouldn't be as fun. It wouldn't be as, you know, don't you think?
Yeah, that's so true. I remember there was, I think it was a Joni Mitchell documentary that I sent you.
I love her.
That it was like about how she would paint, she would write, and then she would paint. And it reminded me of what you were saying, how you have like, times that you fill up and then times it's like you have to restore, you have to have these different seasons of creativity. And that's what happened to me where I just maxed out and I just got my body was like, I am done. You have not been taking care of me.
Yeah.
And it's
too hard. Too much goes into it because it's like your own business. When you go home, if it's your business, you're still thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's still draining those resources from you. You know,
it's
fun, but when you get in the zone, it's actually, I think part of becoming a professional is knowing when to kind of step back and kind of be nuanced with it, not just grind the whole time.
I have a question for both of you. How would you approach a project now that you have like gone through those years where you've just spent yourself, but now you kind of like took a year, got healthy, both of you, how would you approach, I guess, your careers now? Like in a healthy way where it's still excellent and good. And like, you know, like still you, but question. Like
right.
Not spending yourself, I guess.
I wrote down and I was just kind of journaling out some thoughts about, cause I started doing TikTok. Right. And TikTok is just a whole new beast. It's just
oh my gosh, I have to see your TikTok.
It's like
I had to delete TikTok because it's so addictive.
It's so addictive.
It's hard. It's hard.
But I can't wait to see
like
yours.
I get TikTok spots. Those are like when you're in the bathroom too long and you have from your elbows on your legs.
Oh my
when
gosh. You get the pinks.
So
wow, that's where you are. We're always wondering where you are.
What are you doing? I'm in the bathroom. Leave me alone. But I think what I'm learning about TikTok and about social media and about that it's changed where I think if you're social media and you're competitive, like Twitter is competitive now. It's all about my ideas better than yours. Whereas TikTok is collaborative. You can collaborate with other people. You can do switches and you can do duets and things like that. And I think that's the strength of it. That's what makes it so fun. But it's also, most of the people, the times you're kind of stick with the video, you're getting an authentic expression of what people think. It's not a cheesy, this is what I think is funny. Oh, this will want. It's somebody who's really being themselves and being them. And even if not, if it's just an ordinary person, it's like, look what my dog does when I, you know, look at the sound it makes. And it's just real. Mm-hmm. So I think to answer your question would be a little more relaxed. And is this really what I want to say? Mm-hmm. And I don't have to have huge audience for it.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure what I'm saying is what I like. I guess that would be one approach.
Why were you feeling pressure to make sure it was liked by the entire audience before?
Well, it is. It's more of a grind when you don't have a body of work behind you. You just have to feel that I got to prove myself. You know, these people in the audience, like when you go to we went to see Paul Simon in concert.
Oh,
it's like he did four. Yeah, so he did four encores. And it's like, he's like, so these people, they know they've got the body of work. They're like, we think this is good and we're going to do it for you. And this is how we're going to do it. And we're not going to, look, you know,
try to earn
this so much. Oh, gotcha. It's like, I think we've earned it. It's like, and I, 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 I've done my thing, and there are people who are worse than me, and there are people that are better than me, mm-hmm. and I'm okay with that. Used to be, I don't think I was so okay with it. I gotta be the best. But now I'm really okay with
that. That's so good.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, what do you, I mean?
What about you?
I think I have to really watch myself to keep my boundaries and margins to take care of myself still. Mm-hmm. So I still have the weakness of not taking care of myself. If I don't really keep my habits and my lifestyle, I fall back into the old routine of not taking care of myself.
Yeah. I do that too.
I'm like, what is wrong with me? I yeah. just got out of this like major, huge transition of, like a huge lesson learned. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I can, you know why it is too, okay. I just interrupted myself. I always do that. Okay.
So sorry.
Where was I?
Got rid of me. So what it is, because it was so many things that I had to change to take care of myself, where it's literally like sleeping, walking, yeah. celery juice, water, just literally taking care of myself like a baby. Like, have you had food today? Have you, it's like mm-hmm. nurturing myself and putting lifestyle margins in and doing what I'm actually supposed to do that day instead of just taking care of everyone else but myself and doing the things that actually matter most instead of just anything. Mm-hmm. It's super easy for me to slip into just old habits of just like scattering into lesser things.
Yeah.
And so if I were to face off with a project now, I have to really make myself focus into the things that matter most mm-hmm. and just say, these are the things that I'm going to do today.
Yeah,
right.
And I'm going to walk, do celery juice.
Yeah.
It's so weird how hard the most simple things yeah. are.
No, I have to make a list.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not only make a list, check. But go, I am going yeah. to care about myself enough to take care of myself.
I've literally put, like in recent few months, put alarms on my phone.
I love it.
To drink the water before you eat the food. And then don't eat till this time. And just stuff like that. It's
that's
like,
so good.
How dumb.
Yeah, but you're a very organized person. Do you find it hard though to do that in your life?
Well, I resonate with what she's saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about that?
Because I do like to organize other things, but I'm not organizing my healthy things. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't think she's that unhealthy either. And I don't think I'm really that unhealthy. It's just that I'm going to be intentional
prioritize
about
yourself.
Some things. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, don't you think it's hard though when you're not seeing the results right then?
Yeah,
it's
probably.
It's such a slow burn and such
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
You know, you can't feel prevention. That's always a like big thing. So you just keep doing it anyway.
Yeah, that bag of cookies right now is good right now.
I think
yeah.
I had a whole thing of Oreos yesterday.
Yeah.
So. Was that on your 75th
my birthday.
Oh, that's okay. Right. Oh,
that's right,
I have birthday. 2 days ago. But
yes.
You splurged. You went off it pretty
I
hard.
Did. I had a bag of donuts.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Oh, but yeah.
It was amazing.
Oh, I get it.
Worth it.
I get it.
I do it once a year, so it's fine.
Oh my
right?
Gosh.
It's fine.
Right?
It doesn't count.
She's like, right? Once a year, right? Right?
Somebody?
Can someone give me some affirmation? Stop just amen. Staring at me while I'm telling yeah. you these deep things hey, in my life.
This is a
nobody.
Zero
I'm being
judgment
vulnerable.
Zone. This is nobody a zero judgment zone. That is for sure.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dak Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show. We want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
This podcast is sponsored by Faithful Counseling. Now, is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? Well, Faithful Counseling will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Faithful Counseling is a solution for people seeking traditional mental health counseling who would prefer hearing from the perspective of a Christian. If you're seeking a mental health professional who's a practicing Christian, Faithful Counseling may be a great option for you. It's professional counseling done securely online. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. That's cool. Faithful Counseling wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily.
Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins and join over the 500,000 people, wow, taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now, there's a special offer for the Tim Hawkins podcast listeners. You get 10% off your first month at faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins. And a big thanks to Faithful Counseling for sponsoring this episode. Here's an observation I made yesterday. We went to the hill. We went to the hill and we ate at Mama's.
Yeah, Mama.
Mama's on the hill.
Of course it's Mama's. Yes.
Mama's.
Yes.
And it's the home of toasted ravioli. That's the St. Louis
they began.
Thing.
Yum.
And it was good, right?
I thought they were great. I love the sauce. It was all about the sauce for me there.
Yeah. And I think my thought was just because it's like the home of it doesn't
really sorry,
necessarily.
But this is Colin as a woman. God. I'm really sorry to interrupt. But.
Oh my gosh.
Don't show us those.
Oh, I Colin, hate those.
You can cut this off. I just need you all to.
Okay.
Continue.
No, I think that when someone begins something and then other people improve on it,
yeah,
you know,
it's like just because it's the home of it or right. This is where it's doesn't mean it's the best. You know, it's like, hey,
because well, others take it and improve
best
it.
Toasted ravioli?
Not yeah. So much.
It's kind of like, it's like the home of dentistry. Well, I, you know,
really?
I want the newest. I don't care if it's the home of it.
Started this? How long ago?
Yeah, I want the best.
That's but, funny.
But that's my observation.
Yeah, thanks.
Good observation, Dad.
My life is complete now.
Oh, here's another. Okay, here's another. This is random. I know it's random. Okay, I don't know where I stand on this, but okay, I'm Alexa. Hey, Alexa, play classical music yesterday, right? It's before church. So it's playing one classical music song or two classical, whatever. And the next one was, it was cellos, but I realized they were playing Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi, right? Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, first thought is, you know, I asked for classical music. I don't try to creep your way in, Bon Jovi. But then I'm like, it's those two cellists that yeah. do like the heavy metal songs.
Oh.
And I don't know how I feel about that.
Is that classical?
Well, it's just, I don't like it. It's just.
Well, why don't you write into Alexa and let her know?
Okay, you guys.
You can be a grandpa and write letters.
These
Dear
are things
Alexa,
that just,
Alexa,
I don't
please.
Like.
This is the thing.
I need classical, but not this.
Well, okay, right.
Not heavy metal Bon Jovi.
Just be who you are.
Oh my gosh.
Don't Bon Jovi, you stay.
Stay away.
Heavy metal
stay
guitars.
We said that at the same time.
Wait, hold on. Oh, here it is.
Oh, you got it.
Oh,
so you
wow.
got
it.
Wow, so you got you. This. And you got a drummer in the back and then two cellists in the front. And they got their hair down.
Oh, no.
So
oh.
Here's the bass line.
Bass is horrible.
Yeah.
Whoa. I love it.
It is kind of cool.
Okay. Look at their faces. They're trying to be cool with the cello. They got the head banging.
I think this is
I
sick.
Love it.
Yeah, that's why music is dead, because you love
no,
this.
No, I love this. I love it.
I am not the audience for this, but this has an audience. And it's these two girls right here.
I love it. I never knew this existed.
Wait, is this the like, Ricky, don't lose your number?
Yeah, right. Is this is Living song? On a Prayer.
Oh, Living on a Prayer.
He's shaking his lips.
Oh my gosh. Right. I think it's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's
okay. You guys.
I like you would.
Wait a minute.
Don't.
Your ear hole.
I did I not even know that existed. I feel like my whole life has changed.
Tim,
I love that.
You're gonna have to listen to this forever now that you introduced
oh
it to your
gosh.
Girls.
Well, it's got 200 million views. It's
well, of course, it's amazing.
Dad, I'm gonna play this at your funeral.
YouTube.
With the video.
You know, okay, you know what I'm gonna do?
I'm gonna
play
perform
this.
It.
Okay, it's two cellos living on a prayer. You guys, YouTube it. But I'm gonna get it like a xylophone, and I'm gonna grow my hair long, and I'm just gonna do the xylophone with this kind.
I'm gonna reenact this with me million? And
yeah,
the homeless man down
I don't
the
know.
Street
yeah.
at your funeral.
I'll bet he could do it too. The guy down
It'll
the street.
Hey,
yeah, I just I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean,
It's just leave it alone. Rock and roll, be rock and roll.
In your opinion, my life has changed.
No, here's the thing. No,
thank you, Mom.
I didn't know those guys were out
just
there.
Shaking their lips.
They're cute, too.
Hmm? Ooh, Mom's got a crush.
Oh, hey. Right. Hey, well, hello.
Right. How do you feel, Dad?
I'm a little old for that.
That's right.
You thought this was going to go in your favor, and it did not.
And you got one right here.
Wait, so you like it, Libby?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Because we had a conversation about slam poetry. About
which I like that too.
Which she, no. Like, Heather's the kind of person, if it's Irish on PBS, she's going to love it. She's like,
I just like
oh,
words.
It's Irish. It's the four tenors from Ireland. It's three Irish piccolo players and an Irish.
Oh my gosh. That,
sounds good. I don't know if I've ever heard that.
No, no, I think it sounds, it sounds
no,
amazing.
I'm saying, I don't even know if I've heard it.
That's not the question is, it's a cello, dude. It's just let it go. It's cool. Just play cello stuff. Cello
so
stuff
are you
is cool
assuming
enough.
You know what they're thinking?
Here's the deal. God. It's okay. This is the deal where
I'm trying to be cool. Like, yeah, you don't know what they're thinking.
That's cool if you do it for one song, but the whole concert, the whole gig is like, I'm going to do an AC/DC song. Do this every song. Do Thunderstruck on a cello. It's like
they do Apple Bottom Jeans.
Oh yeah,
they do.
I don't know.
Mom's like, they do? I'm going to love
Allison,
that one.
You couldn't hear it. It's just two cello guys who just think they're rock and
they're
roll.
They're just celloing away.
Playing like
celloing
Axl
left
Rose.
And right.
I think he's jealous he didn't think of it.
Huh? I am absolutely Maybe. Not jealous that I did not think of it.
Just kidding.
But like Chelsea, what do you think of it?
It's not my favorite.
Yeah.
So you guys think alike. That's good.
I'm not surprised.
But what, like if it's like Metallica, the group with an orchestra behind them, yes, that's cool.
Absolutely.
That's cool. But when you got these two
it's just
morons.
I can respect it. Like he said, I can respect it for, I just don't like it.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. That's okay.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then and then you Google like YouTube, like they're playing, Thunderstruck by AC/DC. And it's like,
well, I can see where I get old, but I did totally like that. I like the lights, all that. I thought
yes.
It was cool.
That is not the question. The thing is,
oh, yeah, I just like the lights too. That's what I was looking at. Don't look at me like you're so disappointed.
We never talk like this. Okay. Moving on.
You're disappointed.
Gosh. No, I remember one time Chelsea and I like resonated with a song like out of the blue at the same time.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
What song was
and
it?
And it was P. Diddy.
Really?
Oh my P. Diddy get song.
What was it called?
Home. I'm coming home.
Coming home. We both were like, this song's making me cry.
I know. It's a beautiful
song. And she was texting me when I was listening to it crying. I was like, when has this ever happened in my life with anybody about anything?
That was
crazy. Like, this song is just touching me right now.
What was happening?
I don't know. We were just like, it was a frequency. We were like linked.
We're on the same page.
We don't believe in frequencies on
that day.
We do.
We got the hippie stuff, okay? So
we believe in laser therapy, but we don't believe in frequencies. This song?
Yes.
Oh, no, we're crying. We're going to cry. We're going to cry.
What's sad about it?
I don't know.
They've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Man, good timing, Jim. That was fast.
I'm basically a DJ.
That's
right
pretty
now.
Amazing.
I'm not going to give any more opinions.
He's got a Here new comes. Career coming.
No, it's it.
Yep. I never felt so strong. There might be some words in here. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't. Yikes.
We weren't into naughty words. We were just. It just resonated with us.
But what's it about?
He's coming home.
It's about, he's talking about like stepping up to the plate, I think, because he has two kids.
Yeah, being a better person.
You know, being a, yeah.
Oh, what do you want, a cookie? What? Yeah, you had two kids. Yeah, that's your job.
Wow, he's a little disser today.
Oh,
huh? That's kind of a bad mood. Are you in a bad mood?
He's mad you didn't like a song. I love it. That you like the song.
Dad is taking my bad mood.
No, I'm kidding. Oh,
you and I are switching moods.
I'm good. Let me take a sip of celery juice. This is delicious. I just feel this cleaning out my liver right now. You guys, you might want to leave the room. I'm about to explode.
Wow. I do have a question for Chelsea on the health front. So,
oh, can you hold that thought? Health front?
Yeah.
Because you were talking
Mom,
about.
Please be quiet.
No, not so. No, because I want to get. I just want to put a button on this because we talked about songs that make us cry.
Oh.
Have we talked about that on the podcast yet?
I don't think so.
What's your song makes you?
There is the song from Up, and it's piano music.
All you kids are like so moved by Up. It's so sweet.
It is. Just by listening to the song, it just makes me remember the movie. So I cry usually when I hear that song.
Right. Chelsea?
Gosh, I have to think about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to think about it.
Yeah. You probably know what mine is.
Yours is, oh gosh.
Joni Mitchell's.
Both Sides Now?
Yeah.
I was going to say the same one.
Too. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Her new Woo! Version of that
the
is
the newer like, version. Yeah.
Both Sides Now, folks. Joni Mitchell.
Especially when you get this age.
Huh? I think this is.
But it moves Olivia too, which is, I think is cool.
That
I
is, love it. How do you write a song like that though?
It's
you
know such the song? A good song. Oh, yeah.
You paint and then you write and then you paint and then you write.
That's right. When you said like the Joni Chelsea Mitchell said. Thing, I'm like.
Oh, paint. Yeah.
I actually love sad songs so much.
Me too.
I love them, and it's hard for me to cry to songs because I enjoy really dark, emotional songs.
You guys should.
Do you ever watch yourself when you cry?
Same.
You ever watch? You look at yourself in the mirror when you cry?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, we do. Either. That's so stupid.
I don't think I do.
These two
I will
do.
Start.
We've talked about it on
Who
the podcast.
Does that?
Stupid.
These
Who would
two.
Do that?
Stupid.
Who would even do that?
Oh, I think Chelsea
the song
might do
when Lydia.
You didn't do it when you were little?
I don't. I mean,
I feel like you're a little girl that would do that. Like,
I don't know.
Like watch yourself. Like,
but I'm saying I love emotional songs because I love songwriting so much. So it doesn't necessarily, I like I'll play a song and then Addison will cry. And then she's like, this is the worst song I've ever heard. And then I'm like, isn't it great? Like in 3 minutes, they made you cry. Like you were fine. Yeah. And then now you're crying. Isn't that crazy? It's just like, and that's just songwriting. So it doesn't, it's hard to get me to cry because I like see the, like, it's just, I'm enjoying the whole process of it. Yep. So
right, you're in it.
Yes.
That's Olivia.
And I'm
enjoying it. You see the nuts and bolts. You don't see like the finished package. You're like thinking,
it's hard
oh, I'm thinking of that chord progression.
Exactly.
Or that
so thing. I just love it so much. I mean, we've talked about this a lot, yeah. So it's hard for
me. What's everybody here? What's your favorite Chelsea Perry song?
Yes. We sing and dance to those all the time.
Oh, best. Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yes. All the time. Yes.
How'd it go that I loved it?
Oh, I'm not going to sing the whole song.
We used
Please.
To, well, Chelsea, you did, you take came, it away. When you guys were in it, you had a CD. So we play that in the car over and over again.
It was
Well, you should say what she does. It's Jump.
Yes.
Kids. We mentioned a little
and
bit.
And I'm going to get to Please. How to contact
well,
Chelsea.
She'll do an intro. He'll do an intro.
Just saying.
Yeah. That
it's amazing.
Be,
yeah.
Already have been said.
So
right
is,
Mom's got to drink her celery juice.
My favorite is find your place and do your part. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. Find your place and stay there to do your best and don't compare. What a great message too.
That is good.
So good.
Yeah. That's one thing when you pander. Oh, that's really good. No, these are good songs. These are.
I felt really cool. Cause I memorized not the rap part, but the faster part to
so many
roller skates and da-da-da. What's the one? These things are on my face. I love God more than I love karate.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. Yep. Golly.
Yeah.
You're cool. I'm telling you, your catalog, I celebrate. So
how many songs
those
did you
are
say
the
you
songs
have
I listen to
years.
And cry to?
I think I stopped
had
counting.
Right.
Whoa. I stopped counting at about 500.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
I don't know.
Because per show, you had at least averaged how many per show?
Well, it would depend, like maybe 50.
Oh, wow.
But then that's not including like the concert before.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's so great.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's awesome.
It was such an honor.
Did you ever want to do Broadway yourself?
Yes.
Oh. Do you think you could still?
Oh.
No, probably not.
You could for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do this. Yeah, our friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
absolutely
Tim almost
not.
Had an
okay,
opportunity.
Do you know I get they asked me to come audition for School of Rock?
Yeah, back in the day.
Fun.
About
Francis Lloyd Webber's assistant called. What's his name?
What is his name?
Francis
Andrew
Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lloyd.
Nope.
Well, Francis it's canceled Lowe. Now. I'm just kidding.
Never mind. You don't even know his name.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
Hey, that's amazing.
In that, and I wanted to do it. I was I wanted to go audition because I didn't know to make it, but just to go for the experience. But
that
just
was,
scheduling,
that's so cool.
Scheduling, we couldn't do it. And of course, they're like, well, if you're not, you know,
what are you talking about?
1,000 people that wanted, you know, they're not gonna, they're not gonna mess around with.
And we didn't ask.
Waiting for my
schedule. Sought him out.
Oh, that's so cool.
But
you know, he had things booked. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I just thought that would be, I just don't know if I did a musical, like after a month or two of doing the same show every night where there's no real variation, I think that would be hard.
I know what you
but
mean.
Livy and
you
I
know?
Had it all planned out. We were moving to where Stars Hollow would be. Where the Gilmore Girls so. Were, and we were gonna be like,
you ruined our dream,
girls.
Dad.
You had one job.
You crushed our dream.
We literally were looking for places, weren't we?
Oh yeah.
We're like, we could.
Where's
just
your dad?
Train
oh, he's going. Get, he's getting crack.
He can just take the train into
because
the
his life is. He hates his life.
No, but we lived for an
he
apartment.
Has the same life. He has. He's living Groundhog Day. He,
yeah. That's right. Don't right. mind him.
Right after the first few weeks, I'd be ugh.
Livy and I are locking arms through Stars Hollow and just going to all the
not
festivals.
Anymore.
We also had a place picked out by the, you know, Broadway. We had a place picked out there mm-hmm. for the weekends.
That is so cool. Yeah. And I'm not surprised at all that they asked you to do that.
I am.
Well, so, keeping you humble right there.
Yeah, back when I had
that's
hair.
A daughter's job.
My goodness. So before I forget, for people who want to listen to is your music available? How do people listen to it? And
it's on iTunes and
iTunes,
Spotify
iTunes,
under Jump Kids.
Jump Kids.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yes. I didn't know that.
Folks, yeah. I'm telling you what, whether you have kids or not, or whether you know what I'm saying, it's just like, go and listen. And how just there's probably a ton of it on there.
Mm-hmm. She has a good podcast too.
The podcast can people get?
It's not new. She doesn't have new ones, but, what was it called about the crazy brain? No.
Oh, taming yeah. my circus
tame
brain.
Tame the circus brain.
Tame the like circus that. Brain. So yeah.
I think I listened to all of them. They were good.
That is so cool. Thank you so much for listening to
I should have told you.
I listened to them too.
Guys,
just
going about thank my day. You. I'm so honored.
You're like the Jordan so Peterson, like the female Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like, give people practical advice. I remember listening to one. Hey, maybe you should wash yourself every
oh,
couple
that was
of days.
Good.
Hey, kids.
That was so good.
You don't shed skin like a snake. Maybe scrubby.
That was
good. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Like, this is great.
We were like, yeah, this is.
Wait, Chelsea, are you guys having Jump this year?
No, we're not this year. But I feel like I'm excited to like reinvent Jump.
Yeah.
I feel like it's time to just figure out what we're supposed to do. Actually, you know what, you guys? This is breaking news. Are you ready for breaking news?
This won't come out for a while, so.
Okay.
Oh, oh sorry.
Oh, wait.
Wait. There it is.
She doesn't know the buttons.
We are doing our very first album, show album. So we're working on The Life of Noah. So we've never released an album for of a show.
Oh,
so we're
yeah.
working on shows now. So The Life of Noah, The Life of Esther, and The Life of Jesus. So that's really wow. exciting. So we've been
and
doing
not
that.
So not for Jump, but just like how you did Jesus Christ Superstar thing, sort of.
No, they are for Jump. But they're not for the, like we ended up actually the producer that I've been working with for the, the concert part moved to St. Louis. And so he started doing the music for the shows. And so I'm like, why don't we just do these into albums?
Yeah.
And so that's what we've been working
on. Awesome.
Oh, cool.
So it's
really exciting.
Okay, cool.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. From the past.
Super fun. Yes.
Yeah. What was your COVID experience? Like, what was your life like? Any insights,
Yeah, it was good for me. I know it was like horrible, but it was, I know that
I know people like got sick and stuff and some died,
but I was having a great time.
I grew.
I really needed it.
I'm like an introverted extrovert.
My friend did that on my bachelorette party. She goes, I know this trip is for Liv and everything, but I really needed this.
So it's like you're saying it forced you to do something you like doing, being inside. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And I took care of myself and like face off with myself and all those things. And I helped with the church. We like remodeled a bunch of stuff and it was just
fun.
Good.
Yeah. Good idea.
We like built waterfalls and remodeled the lobby and I helped my parents and it was just really good. It was very busy actually in those respects. Yeah. Dad had a vision. we went for it. It was like one of the busiest times in that sense.
Right. Yeah. Now that everybody's free. Now the alpha male can tell you. All right, everybody.
Nobody was in there. So we did a lot of things. And then as far as with me, I just, it was, it was a remodel for me and a remodel for the church. But I know that it was really hard on a lot of people. So I'm not like celebrating that. No. I understand that.
But he asked for you.
I know. I just want to be respectful.
I know. You're right. Nice.
I just
You're
love
a nice
that.
Person.
That is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, I'm
praying
for
the next
That's
worldwide
great.
Pandemic. I cannot wait.
No, good for you, Chelsea. That's great. I love that you thrive off of people's support. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
It's horrible. It's terrible.
Oh, it's okay. Well, today I went into Costco and didn't have to wear a mask.
Ooh, praise ooh. The Lord.
It was awesome.
Yes. How'd that go?
It was scary. I felt like I was committing a crime.
Oh, so you haven't like, done it.
Someone is going to arrest
at you
me.
Weird?
No, most people weren't wearing.
Most people aren't wearing them now. Yeah.
So it was just like.
As of Friday.
I was like, I guess this is okay. I felt really wrong.
Well, Costco is a stickler. Everywhere else, I pretty much walked in without. But then we'd walk in with the mask and then just pull it down when we're shopping.
It's yeah, like, I felt bad about it.
We already had COVID people, so you're not going to get anything from us.
Oh, it looks like we've got a caller.
Who's coming in?
All right. Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Yeah.
Like a creeper.
You guys are talking about celery.
Can you speak up, please?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. I actually could get you some celery that's really good.
Oh, God.
What's your name, sir?
I can't tell you that.
I'm
right
sorry.
Now.
We don't take these kind of calls.
Olivia, you know who I am.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
But I know you've been doing celery juice. And I get that. And it's awesome. But I'm telling you what.
What?
If you've ever juiced a mango.
No.
That'll change your life right there. I'm just saying. Lasers are good. Okay. Tap therapy or whatever. The girl you're with that's on your show talking about tapping. Yeah, okay. I guess keep doing that. It makes you feel better. But if you do a mango with a little bit of star fruit.
Okay. Who is this? He can't be named. Who must not be named.
Okay. I'm going to be in the park.
Okay.
All right. You know that swing set behind that church?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
7:30.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have anyone
and
with you?
You need to hang up on him.
Mom, please. I'm conducting business.
Uncool, Heather. Uncool.
He knows your name.
He knows your name.
Right. That's right. I know where you live.
It's the celery.
Yeah. And I like Joni Mitchell, too.
Okay. Is he going to kill me?
He muted you.
Am I going to die?
I'm not a violent person.
He muted.
I'm not a
wow.
Violent. Did I? Sorry.
That's so did you? I think you did on purpose.
I gotta go. Bye.
All right.
Well, I think if I don't answer any calls tomorrow.
Usually we get
actually,
famous calls, Chelsea.
New,
so far we've gotten
do.
Calls from Dr. Fauci and Jordan Peterson and some other
Jennifer
people.
Aniston.
I don't know who that
the show is getting more popular, and I think we're getting more top tier. That guy.
The celery guy.
The celery guy.
It's the celery dealer.
The celery connection. But
he's the dealer.
He's the guy.
Everybody, you need a good one, right? It's on my.
Apparently.
Yeah. But all right. I think we're good.
Yeah. Awesome. That went good. Well, good.
Let me see if there's any other thing in my notes here.
Check your
Let's
notes.
See. Classical cellos. Check. Creative process. Check. Oh, can you guys give me your opinion on something?
No.
Have you heard of Cameo?
Yes.
It's an app where if you're like pseudo known, then people like they will pay to have like
to
a personal message.
Birthday?
Yeah. Say happy birthday. Yeah. Hey, hope COVID's going well for you.
Yeah, like for cheering people up or
Do you guys think that's
happy anniversary, Mother's Day?
You think
they
that's
did.
Cheesier?
Yeah, it's cheesy.
Wait, what?
But I mean, like,
in
is
a
that
bad
like
way or a good way?
Well, in a bad way, or what do you think about
it? No, I don't think it's bad.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Why?
Like, should you do it?
Well, I am doing it.
Oh, okay.
You are doing
I think
it?
It's a great idea.
I did my.
On second
this is
thought,
the best idea I've ever heard.
How's your son liking this school?
It.
Okay.
Are you healthy?
Are you healthy? Okay.
Only celery drinkers do that.
Good
no.
But
no, I saw it. I thought it was actually a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a thing where we know what he's going to go into next is going to be different than what he went into. And so sometimes when I'm up here and he's making a TikTok or doing something, I'm like,
well, I'm just
trying
to
you could just be sitting in this office making money.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah, because I don't know, like with shows and stuff, I have no idea what it's going to look like. Like when anybody's going to open up full capacity or.
Or if you're going to, or if you want to go back and do that.
I don't want to, I'm not going to do that many shows anyway. Yeah. So just trying to build something from here kind of the idea.
But. Little ditties here and there.
I think it's cool. Mm-hmm. I think it really blesses people.
Before we go, what are you doing? What do you want to do? Where are you at?
That's loaded.
I just am wrapping up a book.
Oh,
I'm excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
By yourself, you have a ghostwriter helping you, or?
I'm
not supposed to tell that. That's
by myself, but I have some editors that are helping me.
Right.
And then I'm finishing those projects for Jump. And then I'm helping with church, a bunch of stuff with church, which is fun. And I don't know, my heart is for helping people always. But I'm also really excited about Jump still. Like it's been 100 years and I still am excited about it, but I'm excited to reinvent it. You know what I'm, that's what's exciting is to figure out what else we can do.
Well, what's cool about that is you've probably had a ton of other opportunities and you're like, well, is it better than Jump?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's good when you're in a place where, you know, and it's not that you're hoity toity or better than it's like when you
get the reins,
I've gotten some offers. We're just like, nope, I'm good. What I'm doing is so much more fun. So,
well, and my
it's cool that you have that.
Well, my heart is just really for what I'm doing with that. Like, it's just that I really love doing it. Do you know what I mean? Like, sure. You guys know you've done it with me.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah,
it's really fun to do, and I want to explore that.
And you're having impact too. That's something that's unique, but it's also you can't even call it. What do you even call it?
Exactly.
I don't even.
It's its own. It's its own thing.
Yeah.
So I want to figure that out.
But it's so
like whenever I describe it to people, I'm like, it's like VBS, but like not at all.
I know. Like, you can't explain
it's like
it.
That's
you know,
what it's for. You know but
when
it's
you
like,
yeah when you're an adult
when you
or
think
you're
of it steroids
when you're a counselor or an older person at something like Jump, like that kind of experience for kids, and you're just kind of like there. Yeah. Okay. Put up with it. But no, when you're the adults are just getting into it, you're just
as much as the kids.
As much as the kids.
Oh yeah.
It's like a rave. It's like,
it's awesome.
Yeah. Like the snow cone ladies, like they have their own names for their and they embroider their,
oh my goodness,
their aprons.
Now I worked snow cones 1 year, but we didn't do that yet. So
okay.
This is new,
I mean, it's just cool.
New, like, that's awesome. It was fun. It was
such
like
ownership.
So busy. Snow cone thing. Like,
it's just
you're
cool.
Constantly gone. It was
so
fun.
I'm excited to see what's next. Allie and I went to a kids bop show to check that out and see what that was like. And I thought, this is interesting. This could be like some sort of cross pollination. I don't know.
What's that? I don't even know.
It's like it's like we're all a concert where they sing pop songs, except they don't have bad themes in them. So they redo them.
I've heard these.
But all the parents were in the room. And so it was really interesting. It was really interesting. The parents were singing the song. It was fascinating. Allie and I had a good time. It was a fascinating set.
Allie's laughing.
That's awesome.
Good time.
We learned a lot. But it was like a packed room. And we just thought, this is a very interesting thing. So I just can't wait to see what's next with that.
Oh, right.
And really, my heart is actually in the nations with everything. So I'm going to see whatever that means, you know, just like it's bigger than here. So I don't know.
That's awesome.
All right. Well,
love it's it. So good to see you guys. I love
you, too.
You guys love so you. Much.
Yes.
I'm so happy
back
to
at
see you.
Yes. Good to
thank
reconnect.
You so much for having me here.
Good to reconnect.
We love you.
We love you. And it's just
we love
like,
you.
Don't you think?
We used to hang at Chick-fil-A a lot.
I mean, I miss you.
I miss you.
I think Libby's taking this. Don't you have the cry voice?
What cry voice?
It's just, she came and she talked. We're together again. It's just so great.
It's like people who cry with a yell. They're like, yell.
I just don't ever leave. I just love you.
Good with the crying.
It's happy tears.
I sound like I'm from Minnesota somehow.
I know. What's that?
You're just so special.
Happy dear.
Thanks so much, Chels.
What's your outro for Chels? You have a Jump song?
Outro. Ooh.
Mr. DJ Man.
Are you on Spotify?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she just said that.
She said Dad. YouTube. Or what'd you say?
She said iTunes, Spotify.
iTunes. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I was writing stuff down. Now I'm talking
there's
like I'm from
YouTube
Minnesota.
Too.
What?
There is stuff on YouTube, I think. Well, I had some sort of accent. I don't know what it was. There's stuff on YouTube, I think.
YouTube. I love YouTube.
YouTube. What is that accent? It sounds fun, but
I do not know.
Oh my gosh. There's the logo. There's the brand. What about this one?
Oh, that's a sad one. This one makes
you guys
me cry.
Like sad ones. This is good.
Everybody's asleep. Yeah. Allie, take us out.
They're like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to look it up anymore. This is too sad.
This is good.
It's amazing.
Well, okay.
Good night.
Is this a... Okay, because you have Gentle Reflections, what the Bible says about peace. Is that more of a chilled out record?
This is a go to sleep album specifically.
Like legit.
Like that's what it's for.
Don't start with that one, kids.
Unless
here's one. Here we nine. Go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love God more than I love karate.
Obviously. I mean, hopefully.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Like, I love God more than I love broccoli.
Get it. My guitar.
All right.
It's fun to play fake jump, too.
I love that the kids were dancing to this, too. It's so cute.
The sound effects are so fun.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to this in a minute. Literally right before I came in. Just kidding.
Like just an hour ago.
And running around, riding bikes, singing songs, hide and seek that goes on and
on. Birthday cake, choo choo trains, mac and cheese, and let me know smell.
Mac and cheese.
It was so fun.